This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel, and we're on the road in this segment of the program. In a moment, we'll hear about a highway rest stop that's going the extra mile. First, an economic impact of that life-altering invention, EasyPass. That's what many of us East Coast motorists call the device we place on the inside of the windshield or somewhere on the front of the car. You might know it as SunPass or iPass or Fast Track. While others come to a halt at the toll booth to pay a human being, we just slow down to 10 or 15 miles per hour, sometimes to 55, and the device gets read automatically and the toll is deducted on a credit card or a debit card. I call this life-altering because once you get EasyPass or another such device, you have the feeling that the future has begun and that it is an age in which people will part with their money in ways that their grandparents had never even dreamt of. So it was with great interest that we read today of some academic research into EasyPass and tolls. Amy Finkelstein is an assistant professor of economics at MIT and joins us from Boston. And I gather that you are no stranger, first of all, to EasyPass on the highways.
No, I'm not. I live in Boston, but I go back to New York a lot.
Are you an EasyPass user, or
I am. In fact, the way I got, I mean, I'm a public finance economist, so I study the government and government behavior. And the way I got interested in this is that to keep ourselves amused on the road, we once tried to calculate what the actual real cost of our trip was, counting depreciation on the car, gas, etc. And one thing you obviously want to factor in if you're doing this calculation correctly, which we wanted to, was the toll rate. And we realized we don't really know how much we pay in tolls on the same trip from Boston to New York each time. And that's what got me thinking about what effect that might have on what toll rates are, or more generally, if you're less aware of your taxes, how the government might respond in terms of setting tax rates.
And I gather what you found, if I understand this, is that once an automatic toll-paying system like EasyPass is installed, typically you can expect the tolls to go up on that bridge or highway or tunnel.
Exactly, particularly as the fraction of drivers using electronic toll collection like EasyPass increases.
On the other hand, if a highway or a bridge or a tunnel authority automates toll taking, you'd think that its cost would go down because they're employing fewer people to take the tolls.
That's right. It is certainly cost saving. On the other hand, it may make it easier to raise revenue to repave the road or extend the road because people are less aware of how much they're paying in tolls.
And you suspect, although this would be harder to quantify, obviously, that a consumer or public resistance to increasing the tolls is minimized because the money is leaving our bank accounts so stealthily by EasyPass.
I did survey people on their awareness of tolls if they'd recently driven on the Mass Pike, and you found that people who had paid using cash were much better able to say how much they had recently paid on the toll than people who had paid using EasyPass or Fastlane.
Have you gotten any feedback on this from highway authorities?
I haven't. I talked to a lot of toll authorities to collect the data because you had to get the toll history on all the different roads in the country, and you know, that was where my Northeastern background was a bit of a disadvantage. I spent a while trying to track down the relevant authority in Arizona. And finally, I got an email from them that said, there's a reason we call them freeways, lady. So there are no tolls there.
It's implicit, at least in your research, that there are some toll roads in this country or tunnels and bridges where the toll hasn't gone up in recent years.
Tolls are increased on average, I think, only about every 8 years in the data. And that's a nominal toll, right? So there's inflation eroding the real cost of the toll. And even with EasyPass, I find that the rate of toll increase doubles, but they're still only being raised about every 4 or 5 years.
Well, Professor Amy Finkelstein of MIT, thank you very much for talking with us about EasyPass and increasing tolls.
Thank you very much for having me on the program.